Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I'm with the protagonist of Afarim in competition here at the Berlinale, Theo Corban, who plays Konstantin. So welcome, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, hello.
So my first question is a really a basic question. I wanted to know how you got involved in the project.
Am fost convocat la o firmă de casting.
Well, I've been invited by a casting agency actually for months to come and join to the casting, but I was quite hesitating because I wasn't so sure if that the performer would be right. I would be the right person for the performers, because the guy, the main leader actor, is supposed to ride on a horse pretty much permanently all the time during the movie. So after 3 months of thinking it over, I finally went to the casting.
And I can't write.
După 3 luni am venit la probe și le-am luat.
So I want to know, did he learn a little bit? Did he manage to?
Da, m-am antrenat 2 luni și ceva până am început filmul.
Yes, so 2.5 months it took me quite long to learn to ride a horse. And also, so I learned, and also during the shooting I was keeping continuing getting lessons to ride. And I learned also how to ride, to fall down in a better way, so in order not to break all the bones. And I did learn this lesson too.
Dar am învățat să cad bine că nu m-am rupt.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you for sharing that. And you worked with a lot of the greatest directors in Romanian cinema: Porumboiu, Mungiu, Calin Peter Netzer, who won here 2 years ago for the film you were acting in, Child's Pose. So that makes me think: how do you choose your roles?
E mult spus că mi le aleg. Am un statut.
No, I don't choose my roles, actually. As an actor in Romania, you can't really choose your roles. You just go to castings, and if you're lucky, you might get the role. This is how it works. There's not something like a freelancer actor in Romania.
Sistemul din România nu dă voie luxul de alege.
And since you worked 25 years in the theater, I started to think if this film was sort of more similar in the way of acting to the theater. What do you think?
Mi-e greu să fac o distinție foarte clară între interpretarea de teatru și film.
It's difficult to make a distinction between theater and film. There are different ways of expression, of course, but I would say I don't make a distinction, and everything I need, the body, the way of moving, the body movements, the pronunciations, all depends on the role.
Dar toate astea sunt subjugate personajului și cerințelor regizorului.
And was the most difficult thing, or the most challenging thing or scene that you had in the film?
Din punctul meu de vedere, ca și călăreț în film,
I would say the most difficult part was actually the riding. Riding a horse, this was very difficult, a physical effort for me. So to, how do you say it, with a horse, to galloping with a horse, this is very difficult. Yeah, extreme conditions, so through the landscape, you see at a certain point when he's in deep water and he has to ride through the deep water, so this was very challenging.
Prin munți. Dar vreau să spun ceva.
How do you think there will be a difference? That's what I asked also to producer Ada Solomon and Radu Jude, if he thinks there will be a difference in the way Romanians will receive this film and internationally.
Speranța mea este ca acest film să aducă publicul în sală, pentru că din nefericire, după Revoluția Română de acum 25 de ani, publicul de cinema a cam dispărut. Au dispărut și cinematografele în România. Am fost acuzați noi, cinematografia tânără, că facem doar filme minimaliste cu subiecte dureroase pentru public, care reflectă o realitate dură, crudă și subiecte care nu plac. Sper că acest film, care este pitoresc, este de epocă, este cu cai, este cu multă lume, sper să readucă publicul în sale.
I hope the Romanian public will like the movie. It's been very difficult after the revolution 25 years ago to bring the public into the movie theaters. We are been always we the younger generation of film actors or filmmakers have been accused that we are doing such let's say minimalistic movies, or may I say art house. Okay. Yeah. Showing only like very unpleasant, very things that they are really don't make you enjoy the movie. So this is why the people didn't go to the movie theaters anymore. They stopped going. So we hope that through this movie that's enjoyable and showing picturesque views of Romania and in the order all the times, it's going to bring the public back to the movie theaters.
Thank you so much, Theo, for being here with us, and good luck with the film and for your career.
Piacere.
Piacere.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.